Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello, hello. This is Nick Chancellor from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, special on helping people overcome their anxiety, reclaim their lives through holistic health, an approach that addresses the mind, body, spirit, provide personalized coaching to guide individuals toward a state of balance, well-being. Together, we work in developing effective coping strategies, exploring the root causes, implementing positive lifestyle changes, and saying goodbye to anxiety, hello to a life filled with peace, vitality. Let's embark on this transforming journey together. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode on Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Today, I've got my guest here, Aaron Gaj. How are you going? How are you there? Hello there. Can you hear me?
Hello and namaste, everyone. My name is Aryan and I am from India, and I've been into IT from last 15 years. And recently, I've started studying psychology, and it's quite an interesting subject. And here I am putting my thoughts while what causes social media anxiety and how it is related and how what we can do to prevent it.
Thank you for joining me on this episode. We had a great time on our last episode, and this topic's a really wonderful topic to discuss today, social media and anxiety. By the way, welcome, mate. Welcome back.
Sure, thanks for inviting me once again.
Yeah, cool. Hey, we've got a deep dive on here, and I love that you said you've done some psychology. So we're going to have a deep dive on psychology today, and what really, how does social media actually create anxiety? Topic would be influence of media, history of media, cognitive dissonance, brain conditioning, even without our consent and protecting our children. So, yeah, mate, tell me more, of this digital age, social media. What's your thoughts?
See, what I think is around 15 years, we didn't have much social media or what we have today. So I think it's a quite good thing that we have today. We feel more connected with everybody, be it in India or Australia or anywhere. We have all information on our tips, right? What is happening around the world, we know, but it was not possible maybe two decades earlier. But it certain good things comes with bad things as well. I think as we are moving, evolving, it has certain side effects as well on the brain, on health, that it comes with certain health issues and many more other fear of missing out, self-comparison, self-doubt. And I would say health issues as well. If you are constantly looking at the mobile or screens, it may impact your brain. It may impact your health. You can get diabetes as well if you're constantly sitting idle and looking at the social media.
Yes. Totally. Because I was actually doing it. My live podcast was about. A deep dive on our gut, and our stomach area, and how we eat, how we sit, how we don't exercise, how we stay too long on computers. The neurology of it, and even though our second brain is our stomach, and it was such a wonderful discovery. I find the more podcasts I do, thank goodness for social media and other. Like ChatGPT, and we're so more educated these days. But like you said, there's one thing that's concerning me about it is that we all become our own doctors. We know more about our symptoms now than doctors, which is really interesting. I know about you, but when's the last time you took your car to the mechanic and then before you even saw the mechanic, you Googled on YouTube and you found out. This might be faulty spark plug or a lead or and even found how to switch off certain blinkers on a car or something like that. So, yeah, we're self-diagnosis. Is that a good thing, do you think? Or can that be like, seriously, we can lose ourselves too much information?
Yeah, personally, I think self-diagnosis can be helpful.
Mm.
But my opinion on this is it may lead to more confusion.
Oh, yes.
As we have access to information on our fingertips.
Mm.
Let's say I am not feeling comfortable sitting somewhere or I just have headache, right?
Mm.
If I start browsing Google or if I start looking at the chat GPT, it may say that you have brain tumor. However, it's a headache due to stressful day, right?
Yeah.
So too much information could be a bad thing. That's my opinion.
No, that's absolutely right. That's what I was gathering, and that's what's coming up for me too. A lot of information, and then you know, there's when we talk about anxiety, that there's over catastrophizing is one thing that we get hooked up on. Attention, and self analysis. I mean, I look at a lot of anxiety support groups, and they're all. It's good to purge your concerns, but also. You know, we, like I said, everyone becomes a doctor, and always giving consultations to too many people. And it's interesting about multimedia, where we're going with it at the moment. So,
that's everything cool. Has pros and cons, right? We may find faults in something, but other may say, okay, I am happy with that. And like I said in the beginning, social media has connected us, right? Even though we have never met, right? But we are still doing podcasts, which is a good thing. It'll help us understand the root cause. But people are doing some weird stuff on the internet as well. So they are misusing it. It's upon us how we utilize it.
Hmm. Yeah, 100%. It's a different world we live in. But that we have, I want to talk to like the influence of media on anxiety. Social media can contribute to anxiety in many ways. Let's talk about, like you mentioned earlier, the FOMO, but also I remember did another podcast to really counteract the FO, fear of missing out. And, how does that affect our self-esteem as individuals as we compare to others? To lead the feeling of like serious inadequacy, not good enough, and really put a damper on our self-esteem.
It's like self-doubting. Like we see lots of people are doing lots of stuff on Instagram and see, okay, why am I not doing this? Am I not capable? Or I am missing out something, whether I am capable or not. Like this creates more stress and stress leads to anxiety. So I think constantly, because we have so much content and we have reels, shorts, which is working on shortening our attention span. But since we have lots of content on demand, so we always are in the fear of missing out. Right? Constant fear, okay, this guy did this and he is making that much money. Why I am not doing that? What is happening? Am I like self-doubt starts from there, right? Yeah. If you are still not doing that, and then it leads to stress, anxiety, and then depression, and then anything can happen.
Yeah, 100%. I know where you're coming from, and I had a little story to share. Like today, I was listening to somebody and. They were relating how they, they've been coached how to make a living, on an easier way, of through dreaming and, and visualization and sort of another tangent. But I think the main thing was like the thoughts that could come into their minds was like, I want to make enough money so I can survive, so I can actually... more than survive actually, but excel without having to worry about making so much money. which was interesting, and striving to do that. And that's, and then that definitely we have some comparisons to even go into that process.
Mm-hmm. So, I think, like, you know, social media is impacting us not just from the outside, but from brain. It changes the brain, how the brain works, and, you know, it can affect the structure of the brain as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it can alter your decision making skills. So once these are triggered, it can, you know, affect like I would say it can impact your anxiety and alter stress coping mechanisms as well. And what I think is dopamine loop, you will be stuck in dopamine loop as well. Because on social media, we are always looking for likes, comments, and shares. Okay, when we are getting these likes and shares constantly, our dopamine is being released. It's a drug, right? So if we are not going to get that, so we will become impulsive. It will lead to anxiety, stress, this, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand. Yes, I agree. Let's give a little light to a little bit of light to addiction, emotional addiction, because I think that's we can touch on that a little bit. You know, addiction is something like you become familiar with you know, hitting that screen, hitting that button, getting the dopamine hit, and then we go into a different environment, and you know, you get cranky over nothing. You know, because you're used to the dopamine hit, and and that's what becomes used, like all psych problems. You know, psychic, the mind's a psychic. We can get so used to, like, that'll become natural for us to get dopamine. Or you call it the cycle of dopamine hits. You know, so continuous, and when it disappears, and when there's nothing there, when it goes to a plateau, and we go, well, where is it? And all of a sudden, our moods will actually change. Yeah. You know, we'll start creating chaos and self-sabotage, which is interesting how it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which addiction. It's whether psychological addiction, whether it's a computer addiction, you know, social media addiction. It's interesting how that happens, you know, and how we have a mood swing, and how the paths that create new paths.
I think like anything, whatever we do, if we are doing in excessive, it's an addiction, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It may be good today, but let's say I am working 24x, right, without taking a break. I may be happy today, but the same thing will lead to health issues, issues in relationship, and eventually stress and anxiety. So I think one should be not doing anything in excess, rather manage timely manage the things and have a work-life balance as well.
Totally. Yeah, people don't realize, but you know, back in the olden days, they used to have the 8x8x8 rule, you know, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of good work, and 8 hours for creativity and fun and family. And, you know, we're losing that because I know a lot of my friends are not sleeping properly, right? They're already, you know, everyone needs 8 hours, but they're going carrying with four hours sleeping, which is really unhealthy. And there's two criteria to a healthy, balanced life: sleep and nourishment, right? And so what happens is they're nourishing, they're kind of hitting the sugar, which is really not a good thing, right? So they're hitting the sugar to stay awake, and the coffee and all the other addictions. And so like what you said about, you know, it can affect our health issues if we don't use the life balance.
So why do you think that we do not have 8x8x8 rule nowadays? Are your thoughts, like, why it is happening, like, why we are not able to follow our ancestral rules?
Good question. Why we got did, we're, like you said, the first thing we said, we're more connected now, right? We're more connected for social media. And then we're more connected, we're more ones, and then our needs and satisfactions and cravings become different. You know, we want to, needs and cravings become a little bit in sync and alignment with other people. And then we do have the FOMO thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and but let me think back. Why don't we have this social thing going on? I think that our world has gone quicker. There's so much global competition. We've been programmed, which we're going to talk about anyway, social media programming or cognitive, you know, dissonance programming, which is interesting. So, yeah, I think for me it would be like, man, we're going too quick. We're not. We're really confused. We're really conditioned. The brain is confused and conditioned to, you know, really. You know, I want to say that only, you know, there's only 5% of people that control the whole thing. You know, they really push us. They tell us how much their milk's going to cost, how much our petrol's going to cost, and how much work we need to perform. And so there's so much concern, anxiety, just to keep up. You know, keep up.
And do you everyone think gets worried that losing job. Unnecessarily raised our bars
What did you say? I missed that.
Do you think we have raised our bars unnecessarily high for our lives? That's why we are not able to follow 8x8x8 rule?
Yeah, have we raised our bar? I don't know. The bar is right. It depends if the type of developed country, undeveloped country, or, you know, depending, like, you know, I think what rules, you know, we raise our bar. I think over expectations. Yeah, over expectation. We're living in a very, very fast pace through computers. And what do you think? Do you think we've raised our bar?
I think that's one aspect. But another aspect is we are too competitive.
Yeah.
Like my neighbor bought a new car. Why I don't have that car? Either I can be satisfied or I'll struggle more and... I'll work more. I'll, you know, be putting more efforts toward buying that car, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That'll create mess in the 8x8x8 rule.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my life is so boring, right?
Yeah.
All I seem to be doing a lot of work, and I need to take a holiday, and my friend took a holiday, and so you're comparing with the Jones, and now I'm feeling miserable, you know, and... Where the real gold is inside, internal, it's an inside job. The gold is inside of us, but we're always seeking something different.
We never see this. Like, if my neighbor bought a new car, he may be having excess money. His forefather may have worked, like, you know, very hard for years. That's why he is able to buy a new car today. Or maybe he's having, like, you know, a lot more income than what I have. What we see is what he is today at the moment. Right? We are not seeing the past struggle.
Yeah, we don't see the full picture.
Yeah.
What was involved with that. I think our next podcast might address that too. You know, like the 16 different types of characters. You know, one can be really like so fired up. You know, it just
definitely, fast. Definitely. That's an interesting topic to touch upon.
Yeah, that'll be a good topic on our next podcast to touch on to the 16 types of characters. I think we can actually address that question and really, like, you know, how does our personalities, you know, conflict to health issues, you know, and how do we cope or not cope with that sort of stuff. But let's go back to our social media, history of social media. Let's look at social media, like evolving from radio, television, now social media. Initially, there was a print media allowed for dissemination of information and larger scale, but you know, over time, shaping public's opinions and influencing social norms. And we're talking social, influencing social norms and opinions of the society, you know, adverts and radio, television, you know, expanded the reach of media, enabling the broadcast of the news and entertainment and advertising of millions, advertising to millions of people, you know, with the rise of social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, et cetera. The media has kind of drastically changed our life. And these platforms now, they look like they have allowed for real-time share information. Now, we're even getting more close to real-time. You know, we've got some real interesting stuff coming up in the future, you know, where hologenics and communication and online communities. Just a rapid growth, right, of media also brought about challenges, concerns, including impact on mental health. So, wow, we just said it. Remember the days, like we just said, used to have radio and we used to peel against, you know, I remember just the black and white TVs and just the radio in my days, a long time ago, right? And
way back, we had three different devices. One is audio player, one radio, TV, and then our three other devices. Now we have one device. Everything is over there on the tips of fingers, right? Fingertips. But the problem is that we have lots of content.
The content, yeah.
So, so what do you think, like, how it is impacting our health and what should we be doing about this?
We need to, you know, we have the capabilities of slowing ourselves down. I mean, you've got, you know, there's... just need to find ways. We can recognize our stress level. We can recognize, we know our anxiety levels. We need to be able to tap out of that, you know, like we're wrestling, you know, like a wrestler, you know, in a ring and he's had enough, you know. You've got to be able to tap out of it. Know when it's enough to, you know, disconnect many times, have a system of, you know, self-care. Like, you know, a lot of people need to really practice self-care and have their own boundaries. And ask really good questions like, do I really need this? And what's driving me to have this? Why am I comparing myself with others? I know when you hear me talking like that, I'm probably sounding like, you know, this is coming out the mainstream. And I would like to go back in the olden days where we just had like, I remember those days having a simple radio, a simple TV, that's it. And you didn't have 1,000 channels that you can watch, you know, or have choosing on or YouTube or Netflix or something like that.
Likewise. I used to watch TV on cable around 10 years ago. But ever since I have started watching video on demand like Netflix or Disney Plus, I haven't watched a single series because there is lots of content and hard to choose.
Hard to choose, that's right. Yeah, I think we've got to tap into what you know, like if you meditate, you know, to slow the world down mentally, you know, I think we can probably tap into a channel. What was that channel that... Gaia. I love Gaia. I can't say subscription or one, but it talks about the mind, the spirit, you know, that sort of stuff. So meditation, there's good stuff on multimedia too. We can, you know, only our problem is we just get overdose. We overdose and stuff. But what you know, we're going to ask questions like, do you want to slow down or do you want to be hypnotized? You know, it's a simple question. Do you want to slow down? Or you still want to be hypnotized by all these choices we have? And,
absolutely. And
another question, why are you doing this? What's your addiction? Why are you doing this? Is it an escapism? What is it?
Nick, I think we can ask adults these questions, right? But nowadays, see, 4 years old kids are involved into social media, right? how we are going to handle these kids? Is it possible, even possible, to handle these at the age of 4 or 5, even 3 years old?
Yeah,
right? 3 years old are browsing social media. They have very less attention span. Due to reels and social media platforms, they are scrolling all day and night. Because upcoming generation will be more entitled to our social media. They'll see it's a trend, right? I come from a place where we didn't had access to internet a lot, right? I got internet access like back in 2005. It was way slower. Like I would say 56 kbps. Now I have 100 mbps or even 1 gbps as well. But it's a long time. I had to wait around 3 to 5 minutes to stream a single song of 2 minutes. But now kids don't have to wait.
No.
How we are going to tackle that?
Oh, man. Let's tap into that. How do you tap it? What do you tell kids that's so... Yeah, I don't have the answer for that one. What would you do? Like, it's creating a neural pathway for them. You know, they've been exposed to it. And the thing is, they've been conditioned without even their consent, which is pretty dangerous, you know. This is brain conditioning without consent is something amazing. It's like they've been targeted and their beliefs are changing. Yeah, I know where you're coming with this. Their beliefs are like totally different, right? They I think that there's not that much emotion, and they're exposed to all sorts of stuff, like even something catastrophic that happens even in Sydney. I personally went around the shopping center with a knife, right? And it killed 4 people, injured badly, maybe 8 people, you know, in one of the dominant, now permanent, really nice shopping center here in Sydney, Australia. And that's it's effective, but how long does that stay with us before it's been wiped out? You know, it becomes a nothing after a while. We get so desensitized to the whole thing because there's so much other stuff going to take over in our minds.
Do you think competitive sports can help kids or even adults? Let's say enroll my child into a judo or some sort of competitive sports, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it can help?
Look, any healthy distraction, and sport is good. Yeah, healthy distractions are very good, because let's go back in the old days, right?
Yeah.
And I remember the kids said they wouldn't get into mischief, right? Before we had these super duper computers and that. And, when we had a telephone as big as a brick, we didn't have that sort of stuff. So sport was really good, competitive sport, and getting involved in teams. But it was a healthy distraction, you know, your focus was becoming a football star, you know, and you strive for that. You got excited for that. It didn't matter. It was a dream. You had something different. Now they're fighting each other on the computer, like games and that, you know, they're getting into the blood games, and which is interesting, right? But now, if you can enlist your kids in sports and healthy, and I think who's teaching meditation? Some private schools are teaching meditation just to so they can slow the mind down and not get caught in the anxiety. I really take off my hat to some of the more advanced, you know, more private schools that are teaching kids at a different level. I think it was in China, or somewhere. They actually do a particular type of...
Can I interrupt you? Because on this, I have another question that may be contradictory. Let's say my child just want to have fun, right?
Okay.
If I am how would I know if I am forcing my child to be in sports or competitive sports? But like, I may be just ruining his or her life by forcing or pressurizing. I'm not sure if that statement is true, but in China, they start training their kids for Olympics at very, very young age. But I don't know if the kids are even ready or even want to do those things.
Yeah.
Like you said, it is, they are conditioned. If I am being trained to do something for a very long period, I'll definitely, like, there are still chances that I'll fail, but I'll be way, way better because I have been practicing something for a, from a very long time, right? Maybe I want it or not. So how justified is this if I am putting my child into something without, like, how like, my question is, resolves around the counseling sessions of kids, right? My kids are watching reels or shorts or always on YouTube and Instagram or Facebook. It is definitely not going to do any benefit to them, right?
Yeah, because they're being conditioned silently without consent.
So how do we deal with such situations?
So you, even parents can, like, you know, like, when, I know, I guess you got to look, you got to maybe look, I think it goes back to when do we develop a personality? When do we see the traits of the different characters in us? Like, because the topic we're going to be talking next relates to this too. I like the topic so much because it's like, when do we start forming this particular traits or particular thinking or particular patterns of our own soul, you know? And maybe we can, you know, watch your child, you know, watch what they love doing rather than trying to push your ideas, you know, trying to live through them. You know, like, they'll be overbearing parents. Start looking at the development of their own characters. I think we're all coming with that. How do we form these types of characters, you know? We'll have a 50-50, eight types of personalities, because it's 50-50. Our chances are that we'll have these traits, and it's good to understand these. And when can you see these traits in your child? And do you think that maybe the choice should be yours, theirs, not yours? Finding what their strengths and weaknesses are, what they love doing. Maybe they love music. Maybe channeling towards playing them, you know, like a piano, because it's also good audio. You know, there's many benefits of playing piano, concentration and coordination. You got to really look at. You know, the bottom line is, you know, let the kids live through themselves, and they're here to explore themselves and through their own formation of personalities. And I guess, yeah, they're probably formed. My question is, how do they form the personality? But, you know, and then look at that personality and then don't stand in their way. I mean, if you're a doctor, you know, that maybe they don't want to be a doctor. Maybe they want to be more autistic. And
my opinion on that would be, like, it's not the the kids who need to change. The surrounding must be changed as well. Let's say if I am sitting on my mobile all the time, my kid is going to do the same.
That's right. He's watching. They're watching and learning.
Yeah. They learn what they see, right?
That's it. That's it. And you know what? The best thing a parent can do is give them time. Give them love, you know? Now, that's another problem, right? And how do you do that now with the kids being influenced to play, you know, live games and deaf games on computer and all these silly things? How do you get them back from that and tell them, okay, let's have a family chat. Let's put some love in what we do. And, you know, what do you really want to do? I'm okay, and I can support that.
I don't know. I totally agree with you, but that comes back to 8x8x8 rule. Since we have exaggerated our desires, like I want this, that, and that, we are killing our child's future as well, isn't it?
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah, definitely. So everything comes back. That, you know, that was a, the 8x8 rule was designed by you know, in the Greek ancient days, you know, very, very old days. And they knew that, you know, enough sleep and the right amount of work and no more, just 8 hours, and that creativity and nurturing your children, and nurturing, you know, doing things that nurture life rather than destroy life, and not get distracted from the simple rule, you know. Yeah, I think, the mind can go anywhere. Development of character, personality, we can go anywhere with this particular topic. But I'm not sure how much time we have. We started, I think we probably got another 5 more minutes on our podcast here for this topic. But I think, you brought up some good topics. How do we protect their children from media influences? What can you do as a parent, which is really concerning these days? And also, let's go on to like a little bit about cyberbullying on online harassment, and before we finish for 5 minutes, and cyberbullying, online harassment, social media can lead to feeling of, you know, anxiety in several, many, many ways, actually. Let's talk quickly on fear of judgment and humiliation.
I was writing an article on cyberbullying and internet, right? I actually felt that, like, that actually hit me. It's anonymous, right? You can have, you need not any particular name, you don't need any identity, and you can say whatever you want. Right. There was an incident. Do you know Chadwick Boseman? He was an actor and he acted in a movie called Black Panther.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. He died because of cancer, and an actress named Elizabeth Olsen didn't put any status after his demise. Right. And she was bullied. So, you know, that really hit me. Like, it's her choice, right? Whether she wants to do it or not. So the similar things is happening with us. Like, you upload some picture and somebody can come, and random person who don't even know you, and say anything. And that is really going to hit you. Sometimes, like, sometimes you may be mentally strong, but mostly if somebody says, okay, you look so ugly, whatever they are saying, right?
Yeah.
It will definitely give you self-doubt, stress, which will really play with your emotions, right? You may you may take some impulsive action, right? What she did is, she stopped using social media for quite some time. I am not sure if she is back on social media or not, but sometimes we take some serious decision. Like, some people have tried committing suicide as well. Some people have committed suicide in India.
Well, youngsters are big statistics for this. Youngsters, because they take it serious. Everything is about, like, being involved, being included, being loved. You know, community. They're not getting love from their parents. They'll go to their community. Community is everything, and they'll be harassed and feel judged and humiliated, and self-esteem goes down, and leading to increased anxiety. You know, that's all this sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's dangerous stuff. And it does erode a person's self-esteem, you know, when all this sort of, you know,
the
this
problem with social media, I feel, is instant gratification, right? You always want more and more and more, right? Because you can see, like, who liked you, who disliked you, who is commenting, who is not commenting. So you want more all the time, right? It never stops. And once it stops, it crashes you.
Well, that's how our consciousness, we go to consciousness, we're always craving for something that, you know, we want to be liked, we want to be loved, comes back to that. And we are now living off that, we're extending our Sometimes it's a lonely world for people, you know, and the only way they get through life is through social media, unfortunately, these days, and that is their lifeline. Yeah, lifeline. It's like they're having a telephone.
Do you think social media should be controlled by some government agency or some centralized agency to handle or to tackle the cyberbullying?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I know with Facebook, if you put certain words in there, it's very sensitive to certain words, and it blocks you straight away. So I think that's already happening in a way.
That's profanity search, right? I can still trick. Let's say I want to write some weird things. I can put space, dot, or I can write in different fonts. I can upload image, right? The moment they will realize it's a sensitive image, damage is already done.
Yeah, all right. Well, I know they look for kids for certain levels. They should be have a... I guess we need it. We need some perimeter, some boundaries, some... with the AI today, we should be able to create something easy like that, you know? It gets to a level... where maybe this other child who's doing that can be warned straight away. A blip comes up on the screen and say, hey, stop doing that. You know, it's offensive and it's not right. And a spill comes out, you know, you could be catalyst to blah, 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 you know, the kid taking their lives and whatnot, which is a serious matter.
Because even if, if it is not governed by some agency, right? Mm. I was working on one software that was to detect the pornographic content, right? It was even detecting, similar skin tone or similar clothes. It was behind the clothes. So it may block genuine content as well, right? It may block the concerning content as well.
Yeah.
But personally, I think it must be governed. At least, like nowadays, even kids below 18 are creating Facebook accounts just by saying, okay, I am 18. Since you are not, they are not asking for SSN number or some age verification number, right? Anybody can create content, anybody can create their social profiles.
Yeah, that's a good point, my friend. That's good. I think, that just to pick up the information where, some things and they have a sense as where what level this has gone and I'd like to see when someone does offend someone else quickly and because they're getting because they're sabotaging or they're being self-sabotaging and through their psychic patterns they know they might have a hostile family they live with and not attention and they get a kick out of it and but the other kid who's more on a sensitive level they could be totally affected. Yeah, I'd like to see a program like that. It's possible, where it does pick up and actually parents should be able to buy something, a product like that, right? Which they have on their computers, on their phones and just picks up sensitive information and then relays it maybe back to the parents. Say this content is, super sensitive and offensive rather than just creating chaos. Yeah, well, I think social media has gone a long way. We're still evolving, but we definitely need some mechanisms in the future to protect ourselves and also stop the anxiety through social media.
Yeah, I would say keep meditating, be mindful, like we discussed in the last podcast, right?
Yeah,
some meditation, social groups. Offline groups, obviously, not online groups, because eventually you will be spending more time online, right?
That's right.
Connect with your relatives, friends, family.
Yeah.
I would say celebrate festivals together.
Totally. Build your tribe. There's nothing like a personal connection these days. You got to have a personal relationship, connection with your tribe, people that vibe on the same energy, like whether if the spiritual go there, right? They're always welcoming, they're loving. And I look forward to, that the next chat on the 16 personalities, because one of them is find your warm tribe, a warm type of personality. You know, there's many of them, and they'll have, you know, they will welcome you with open hands, and you know, interesting. Sure.
We can definitely connect on that, and So what are your closing thoughts on social media and anxiety?
We have options, even though, you know, when we looked at it, you know, we have options to be disconnected from the matrix, and a lot of people have chosen to say, not next month, I'm not doing too much. So we do have options, but we've got to find, you know, we got to be really understanding the addictions, you know, of social media. We've got to be in touch with our impulses, because our impulses are the conditions, the patterns, the blueprints that we're living with. Mm-hmm. I think government should have more, you know, authority, especially for cyberbullying. I think that was a good thing we mentioned. Oh man, just spend more time with your kids. You know, we can get lost in this pyramid of cybernetics and whatnot, computer, social media. We can get lost straight into it. Get more sunshine, you know, slow down life. And definitely use the 8x8 rule. It's like our ancestors were much smarter than us, even though we're too evolved at the moment. And yeah. Stop comparison. Comparing and more do the, instead of doing the FOMO, do more like the JOMO, which is the joy of missing out. Let's miss out on things on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Right? See, like we discussed in the very first podcast, you know, Master Oogway said, yesterday is history, right?
That's it.
We can't do anything what has happened. And what is going to happen? Live in the present.
That's it.
And enjoy each and every moment without being worried what my neighbor is doing, what the other person on social media, whom you don't even know. Mostly people, I think, are fake on social media. They may be saying that I have bought Lamborghini, but they might not even have a pennies or money to buy a simple car, right? They may be renting it out. Or even if they have put their blood and sweat to buy that car.
That's it. I just, I think I'm going to also leave another thought. The Buddha can play a big role here in the thoughts of the Buddha. And he would say, I am the way to suffering, but I am also the way out of suffering. I love this quote, because then he says, we have two things we're doing wrong. We have too much desire and too much cravings. And if you look deep down on your life, what are your cravings? What are your extreme diets? A word called extreme. What are your extreme desires, and what are the extreme, you know, cravings that you have in life? And if you can sort of say, do I need to be in this extreme? Maybe life can change.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it there. So that's why the Buddha is so, you know, that's why a lot of people go into that, to slow down their life and take the philosophies from the Buddha or many other spiritual gurus out there, especially when we have to slow down life. My friend, I think we call it a podcast. And is there anything that you'd like to add before we go? In your comparison?
All I would like to say, just take everything slowly. Don't rush.
That's it.
And chill it out. That's it.
Thank you, my friend. You got some wise words, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I really look forward to connecting with you on our next podcast. That's
sure.
Amazing.
Likewise, we can work on 16PF and have some thoughtful thoughts on the same.
Yeah, cool. Let's give that a run. I think it's going to be a fantastic one. Yeah, you know, about different traits and personalities, and, you know, especially when. What stage, you know, do we start forming this kind of personality? What stage of life? Is it spiritual? Is it learned? All that stuff. So, yeah. Okay. I better scoot. And, thanks for everyone who's listening here. By the way, how do we get in touch with you? You know, I know you're
coming. You can visit my website, echoesofmind.com. as well as my email, gargabhishek1203@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And you, everyone can contact me on the Anxiety to Tranquility web Facebook group, or so reach out if anyone wants some, you know, consultations with me or Aaron, and we're most happy to help. And until then, stay safe and stay chilled and calmness. That's it there. Yeah. Okay, so it's over and out for me, and it was a great podcast. Really enjoy this one.
Good night. Likewise. And namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiancé? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters. And before you know it, you go from let's just enjoy the moment to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible, and with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.